a bad decision, let me tell you. You can read the mail much more quietly on Saturday. I get news from my bank. I can plan for next week. If I need to pay my bills, I have more time to do it. That, according to Konstantin Kristov, age 73, while riding the L train in Chicago. We're talking about...
Konstantin's mad.
Because, well, 73-year-olds are really in touch with the new technology available.
Well, now, that's not a fair thing to say, because a lot of elderly folks are actually really in touch with technology.
Really savvy. Okay. Yep. Duly noted.
Because they got plenty of time on their hands.
My parents, not among them.
I don't know what the percentages are. I don't know, you know, if you took a group of people who are in their 70s and 80s and interviewed them, which percentage would be technically adept, say, to check email and surf the web without any kind of issues. I'd be interested in seeing what those numbers are. Mm-hmm. I do know that there are some people that are that age who certainly do get it.
And I also should say that in my 30s, I would be absolutely aghast if the New York Times discontinued their Sunday edition. It's one of my favorite things to sit down with. So I certainly can...
So you read newspapers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. If the New York Times went, Sunday Times went down, I would be upset. So I can certainly relate to this guy. But come on, you're going to do your bills over your morning coffee. You could just as easily do them Sunday morning, can't you?
He's got a way that he's had for 70 years, and how dare the Postal Service upset that.
Right.
And that's what we were talking about in the first hour, is kind of the ins and outs and how much money is being thrown around here and what kind of money the cutting back Saturday delivery is going to save. And the answer is $2 billion, but that's a drop in the bucket of $15.9 billion that they lost in the last fiscal year. So, unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to keep them afloat for much longer. But there's a story here over at ABC News, and we did end up determining that ABC OTUS did stand for Of the United States.
Yeah,
it's some weird new political division that ABC News founded a couple years ago. So, according to the regular ABC News, they've gotten some reactions here from the average Joe in America. What do they think? What do you think of what the Postal Service has decided to do here? Jocelyn Olson, 37 years old, a research evaluation consultant who was mailing a package at the downtown post office in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, said, quote, "I understand it's necessary for the financial situation, but it's unfortunate historically." Sioux Falls.
I hate the idea of losing all of these horse and buggies. You know, yeah. I was carried around in a horse and buggy when I was a child, and I like horse and buggies. Sorry. Times have changed.
Right, and this is not an uncommon viewpoint, the idea that because something is old, that is valuable. And it's a logical fallacy, number one, but what is it, argumentum ad antiquatum or something like that? There are a lot of people out there. There's one guy in particular here in Keene, New Hampshire. He's a former state rep. Really nice guy. I get along with him. But he's always bemoaning the idea of, you know, some old building being taken down to build something new.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you like old buildings, that's cool. Save your money, and you should rescue those old buildings from being taken down.
That's how I feel about it, is I don't have any problem with old buildings, but I think that they should be, you know, paid for and kept by the people who are going, or cares that much about them.
Right, to force everyone to pay into some sort of centralized wealth redistribution program to save a bunch of old buildings so progress is essentially stopped, I have to disagree with that. But that's kind of the mentality that I think Jocelyn is portraying here, with the idea, oh, well, it's just sad. There's a lot of history in these old post office buildings. We've got to keep them around so we can have that history with us, of all the letters that have been sorted there, and all of the people that have worked there, and all of the cars that have been driven there. Let's keep it around, because there's history.
I understand the feeling.
Les,
you know?
Cruz, age 61, said, "Whether or not I get it on Saturday doesn't matter to me."
There's my boy.
Pinchas Schechter of Miami Beach, Florida. No age listed for this person.
I'm not telling you my age.
And I'm not sure if Pinchas is a male or female. I'm going to guess male, but... Quote, "I don't think the Saturday delivery will make a big difference. I really don't. And I heard this morning somebody made a comment there'll be less people sending mail because of no Saturday deliveries. I don't believe that either," he says. Vicky Tenenbaum, also of Miami Beach, no age listed. Quote, "If we stop the Saturday delivery, then we'll be waiting until Monday, Tuesday, So I think it's important we still have that extra day.
Yep. Well, would you be willing to pay extra to have your letter delivered on Saturday? Is all it's going to cost you is $1.50.
Natasha Torres.
See, this is the problem is you're asking all these people if they want more service for free.
Yeah.
I mean, go ask that question around. Go walk around your house right now or, you know, ask the person next to you in the car. Hey, do you want more service for free? Of course the answer is yes.
Yeah.
But everybody knows there's no such thing as free. You don't get it for free. So the question is, the post office has been in the red by billions of dollars every year for years. So how much do you want to pay? It doesn't make one lick of sense that it costs the same to send a letter across town as it does to send it across the continent. It costs I think it's 46 cents. I just sent some to some winners for the Pro Flowers thing. You know, it would cost me 46 cents to send it to a friend in Keene as it would to send it to a friend in Anchorage.
That's right. And if you send it to someone in Keene, the letter goes to Manchester first, then comes back to Keene.
Right. I'm sorry. It's stupid. It shouldn't be supported. And if you want Saturday delivery, you're going to need to figure out some way to keep this old, antiquated, messed up system going.
Well, luckily they have Congress to do that for them, and they may very well just do that. Natasha Torres operates a home-based business in Miami Beach. She said, quote, personally, from a business aspect, it's good that we get stuff on Saturday. That way, we already have it here on Monday morning. So if it's urgent a matter, we can take care of it rather than having to wait until the afternoon to receive, you know, checks and paperwork that might need to go out. Alice Durham is 79 from Evergreen Park, Illinois. She says, I guess we're going to have to get all our information from the internet, so I don't know how that's going to work out. I'll see. According to
she's willing to listen.
Frank Torres, assistant manager at DeCicco Food Market in Pelham, New York, quote, we're used to getting mail on Saturday and working on it. This is the headquarters for all our DeCicco stores, so we get all that business mail here, and sometimes we're waiting on things, and now we'll have to wait till Monday. But you try and adapt. I'll tell you, though, the customers are pretty upset. We've been hearing them at the checkout registers. According to James Valentine, the owner of an antique shop in Toledo, Ohio, quote, the mail isn't that important to me anymore. I don't sit around waiting for it to come. It's a sign of the times. It's not like anyone writes letters anymore.
There you go.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I go down maybe once or twice a month.
To check your mailbox?
Yeah, check your mail.
Yeah, it's everything else, like Mark had said. It's online or...
I go once a week, and that's really only because, you know, I'll get a package every now and then, and I also don't want to wait more than a week because the government sends me threats on a relatively often, you know, frequent basis, so I want to make sure I receive those in a decent amount of time. But besides governmental threats,
so
I mean...
your hobby.
Besides governmental threats, there's not really much else that I get in the mail. Some checks here and there, and that's about it. The occasional
bill.
It's
good for sending checks.
Yeah.
It costs money to send money through the internet unless you're using bitcoins.
Right.
So my question is, the people who are being hired now, we kind of talked about this, we have contractors who are subcontracted, not paid benefits. Are the folks who are being hired by the Postal Service still getting the same pension agreement that is bankrupting them now?
Didn't you say, Mark, they're not hiring any of those people?
Pretty much they're not.
They're not. Okay. Well, maybe in 20 years we'll have a solution to the problem.
Why? Because the postal workers are going to die off?
They're going to die off, or they're just going to bankrupt themselves. I'm not sure.
I don't know. You know, there's the only... They're losing $15 billion in the last year, and this is not... You know, it's not going to get better for them. So it seems to me the only way out of this for them is for the Congress to send them the money. I mean, for Congress to print out $25 or $30 billion and shore up their pension account.
They say they're not supported by tax dollars, but...
That's not true. They say the operations are not supported by tax dollars. However, the tax dollars, as I understand it, do support the pension funds. Where's that money coming from? It's not coming from selling stamps.
If they're $15 billion in the red and they've been billions of dollars in the red for years, where is the money coming from?
Yeah, that's a good question. 855-450-FREE. Well, there is other Postal Service related news, and we'll share that with you here in a moment. This doesn't have anything to do with Saturday delivery. It has to do with their claim that they're immune from traffic laws.
Oh, sweet.
855-450-FREE. You can take it. Not that they can afford to pay the tickets anyway. It's Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your responses to our questions on Facebook and Twitter about the Postal Service. We were just sharing with you some responses according to ABC News and their interviews of various different people at Postal Service locations and such around the country. And your responses to the question that Mark asked, what can be done to stop the inevitable demise of the United States Postal Service? We can share some of those coming up here in a moment. But first, want to make sure you know about the listening options that you have to get tuned in to Free Talk Live. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can learn about some of those options there, including live streams. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, meaning that you can pick the internet connection speed that works, or the bandwidth option that works best for your internet connection speed. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to do that. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And there's also, of course, over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast, AM and FM band, that carry the show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard 7 nights per week. We're also up on KU band, which is free to air, available all across North America and even some of Central America as well. And that is available to you all day long, every single day. Plus, the webcam that, that allows you to listen to us online via our cam, although I should clarify, the KU band feed and the webcam, those are LRN.FM feeds, so when it's not during Free Talk Live's live hours, you're likely going to hear another show on those feeds, but you do get to listen to Free Talk Live those methods as well. Oh, sorry about that, Mark. I had muted you there.
6 hours a day there, right?
That's true, yeah, because we do a refeed in the early morning hours as well on LRN.FM. Plus, the listen lines allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So once again, you can go and learn more over at listen.freetalklive.com.
So I have the opportunity to listen to quite a bit of audio content online, and I have a podcast I'd like to recommend to you. A friend of the show has been doing a podcast for quite some time. His name is Tim Cummins, and he does a podcast that's completely different than Free Talk Live. This podcast is intended to make you feel good. He uses something called neuro-linguistic programming in the way he goes about doing it, and his sole purpose is to buoy your emotional state. So go and check out verbalsurgery.com. To take my word for it, whenever I do this, I feel better. I think you will, too. Listen to the podcast. It's verbalsurgery.com. I think you'll be happy you did.
The response has overwhelmingly, Mark, I don't know if you've seen these yet, to your question, what can be done to stop the inevitable demise of the United States Postal Service? You were asking our audience that question, so you got responses like this.
Privatize it.
Bob Robertson says, nothing, and good riddance. Zach and Sergio Bowman says, are you implying its demise would not be beneficial for the nation? Let it die, and a truly private company take its place. Antonia Litzinger says, nothing, I hope. Jesse James, why stop it? Let it die, and then the market can respond. And it just goes on. I mean, people are not interested in saving, at least the listeners to this program who are on our Facebook page are not interested. Frank ETF says, let them fail. UPS and FedEx are better anyway, even with the handicapped delivery the U.S. government puts on them. That is, they're not allowed to deliver faster than the USPS. I hadn't heard that claim before, but I know they're not allowed to do first-class mail, which means they can't compete for less than a dollar. First-class mail is defined, as I understand it, as mail that is sent for less than a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So UPS and FedEx cannot send mail for less than a dollar. That is the restriction that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Frankie is saying that there's some sort of claim that they can't deliver faster than the Postal Service, which seems ridiculous because they deliver faster than the Postal Service every day. You can order overnight through USPS.
Yeah, you can make it really, really fast, like right. Next day at 10 a.m.
Isn't Amazon coming out with same-day delivery, too? Like, that's something they're working
on. They're working on it,
yeah,
as I understand it.
So Robert Wentz says, let it die. Preston Deer says, we'll throw some government money at it. How else can you do it, as far as saving it is mm-hmm. concerned? And so privatize it. There you go, Mark. Somebody did finally say privatize it. Johnson said, what the F? I'd prefer to know what can hasten its demise. Brandon Bohannon says,
dog poop, Johnson.
It's not inevitable. They'll just keep spending money that they don't have to keep it operational.
Yes.
And
they'll be spending your great-grandchildren's money to keep it operational. Yeah. Because at this point, the government spent all of your money, all of your children's money, and all of your grandchildren's money. All they can spend at this point is your great-grandchildren's money.
Well, they are looking in every possible location to save as much money as they can possibly do. The Yahoo News service has the story about a government lawyer's attempt to get dismissed nearly $700 in traffic tickets given to the U.S. Postal Service is being met with a hearty and humorous heck no. In a January 22nd letter to both the city of East Cleveland, Ohio, and a company that operates the city's photo enforcement program, Postal Service attorney Jennifer Breslin says two school zone speeding citations and five red light infractions by postal trucks in December should be ignored. She says, quote, "In providing mail service across the country, the Postal Service attempts to work within local and state laws and regulations when feasible."
Yeah, I try to stop at stop signs when feasible, too.
This is what I mean by legal opinions, you know?
However, as you are probably aware, the Postal Service enjoys federal immunity from state and local regulations, she continued. The last bit did
why
not...
shouldn't that be...
Wait a minute. All of them?
All of them.
The last bit did not go over well with the ATS, American Traffic Solutions, the Arizona-based fascist company that enforces East Cleveland's camera citations.
They want their money.
They said that by attempting to hide behind an immunity claim, you are aiding and abetting your drivers in their blatant disregard for the traffic laws in East Cleveland, which have endangered other drivers, pedestrians, and school children.
That's right. Because disobeying traffic laws, these minor things oftentimes that they're caught for, you know, not coming to a full and complete rock-back stop at a stop sign or traveling 6 miles an hour over the speed limit or something, somehow that endangers other people.
Well, they are saying here that they were too school zone speeding citations.
No, right, exactly.
Received.
Judgment, Mark. I mean, we have had in the last year we've had school bus drivers who were hired and then subsequently sexually assaulted children under their care. We now have people who are working for the post office who apparently can't drive.
I'm with you, but I still don't feel anything for this company that hands out these tickets either. Oftentimes, these tickets will be handed out in these school zones. Mm-hmm. These lights will start flashing before the kids ever get out of class or you know, long after they're gone.
Sure.
True.
Hittner cited the Postal Service's own safety manual and case law to point out that postal truck drivers should and have been held accountable. He also gave a few examples where the driving habits of carriers resulted in well-publicized legal consequences. He says, "My last and favorite example is of the USPS truck driver delivering mail while naked. He was arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior," and added more sternly, quote, "We suggest that you transfer the liability for the infractions to the USPS drivers who incurred them and instruct them that pursuant to Ohio law as well as the USPS guidelines, the fractions are their responsibility. If you choose to ignore the infractions, then penalties and fines will continue to accumulate." He then offered a revision to the post office creed. Quote, "Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night, nor traffic lights,
nor clothing
stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds." Breslin was out of office on Friday, and a colleague said Hitler's letter was received but declined to comment. So I don't know if they have made a decision in this case quite yet. But the post office is basically saying, yeah, we don't have to pay your local fines. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our site. We've got a webcam that allows you to watch, listen, and interact. And there are people in the chat room every single night there. And it's all totally free. So go to cam.freetalklive.com.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your bitcoins delivered to you in whatever way you want, frankly. They've all, you know, wherever you want to keep your bitcoins, BitInstant.com can likely deliver them to you there. If you don't know what a bitcoin is, it's an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency made for the internet that allows you to send and receive money without paying any fees. It gives you complete control over your own bank account. It's a fascinating new development and technology, and BitInstant.com makes it available to you. BitInstant.com. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, then make the deposit. BitInstant.com.
All right, so I'm pretty much done with this Postal Service topic, but I did just see an interesting update from Holland Cook, who we've had on the show at one point in the past. He does a really cool
He's a favorite of ours.
Yeah, he does a really cool series called Survival Speech. If you listen to the Free Talk Live or LRN streams, you'll hear the Survival Speech ads come up, and they're really useful tips, like, you know, how to help
yourself get a job. For your inner grammar Nazi, too.
Yeah, and he's fun with that, too. Yeah. He's a former English teacher, so right, that's why he's like that.
He's pretty serious about it.
But he says, no more Saturday mail delivery? No problemo on Block Island, where we have no mail delivery. Here in the smallest town in the smallest state in the USA, and get free P.O. boxes accordingly. So, you know, it's really about what you're used to, right? In Holland's neighborhood, they don't and have not had mail delivery, so losing a day on Saturday is a non-issue for them.
Right.
So all these other people, some people freaking out because they're going to lose Saturday delivery. Well, apparently
what about
some
the people who haven't been getting it all along?
Right. Apparently some people have been just fine, you know, without getting any of it.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So you can take control here. We've got other stuff to talk about, including 30 days in jail. Nemi, you've got a young lady in, I believe it was Miami. I watched
some video of this. Penelope Soto, a Florida woman, was jailed on Monday after flipping off a judge during her court hearing, CBS Miami reports.
Oh, my.
Soto, 18.
That's a bad idea, huh?
Yeah, appeared in bond court for a drug possession hearing and laughed when the judge asked her if she was under the influence. The judge told Soto, quote, "We're not in a club. Be serious about it." Soto said she was being serious.
People can when people are asked funny questions, they sometimes they'll titter, you know, they'll chuckle or whatever.
Or if you're nervous, and you're under the gun, you know.
I donate blood all the time, often enough, and one of the things that they've, you know, I remember in the past I've laughed about. Now it's happened so often I don't really even think about it. But you know, in the past, have you had sex with a man since 1976 or something like that? And I'm thinking, you know, before that I was five. When was I going to have? This is strange. So, I mean, I've chuckled.
Yes.
You know, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, and, you know, I've watched this video here, and she, at the very beginning of the clip, she's smiling. I mean, she seems to be enjoying herself at this.
This is a big joke
arraignment.
To her.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know if she's ever been in jail before. Again, she's only 18. This is a video arraignment. She is not in the courtroom. She is in the jail. There's another inmate standing maybe about 6 feet behind her on a white square waiting her turn for the arraignment. So go ahead.
Okay, so the judge initially ordered Soto to be held on $5,000 bond, to which Soto laughed again and said, adios. The judge summoned her back to the podium and increased her bond to $10,000.
Now, let's be... I'd like to jump in a couple of times. So she was smiling when she came up to the camera, and, you know, she doesn't look like she's taking it very seriously. I'll give her that. But I don't know what she's thinking, mm-hmm. and I don't think smiling should be considered a crime.
I don't think so either.
This judge says, bye-bye, when it's time for her to leave, and she says, adios.
Right.
Now, he's cavalier and flippant with her. Why in the world wouldn't she just sort of think, well, this is how he's feeling about it?
Right. He can dish it out, but he can't take it. I've actually got the video pulled up here, so let's play the audio.
Sure.
It's not the best audio, though.
Possession of Xanax, B-A-R-S. I don't know what that is. What is
it? Xanax bars.
Xanax bars. All right. I understand you're eligible for trial service.
No objection. She has no priors. She's being charged per pill, which is improper. It should just be one count.
Soto, are you working?
Yes.
How much money are you making a week, approximately?
Approximately about $200 a week.
Okay. And do you own any property value, a house, a car, bank account, significant amounts of jewelry?
Yes.
What do you own?
I own a lot of jewelry, all right, as well as...
Go ahead.
Well, how much would you say your jewelry is worth?
Now, doesn't this kind of give you an idea of how scummy these government guys are?
Right.
I mean, they're shaking her down.
What does that have to do with anything?
They want her to pawn her stuff. They want her to be able to put her jewelry up so that she can come up with the $5,000 bond that hits her with here in a moment, and then doubles, and we'll give you the reason why that's happening. But, you know, she's got her hands clasped in front of her. She's got a big smile on her face, and, you know, she clearly doesn't realize what she's involved in
right.
here.
Yeah. She's getting the shakedown. And this is, okay, so the answer to this question, people, is you don't own a home. If you owned a home, you wouldn't have to pay annually for it. So the answer is, when they ask you if you own a home, nope, don't own a home. The bank owns it. I pay them monthly to live there. And if the bank doesn't own it, then the government owns it, and you pay them annually to live there. So let's be 100% clear that you don't own a home. Mm. You know, if you owned your car, you'd be able to drive it on the road without having little numbers
on it. On the grass, too.
So I don't think you own your car either.
This poor young lady. I mean, I just really feel sorry for her. Here we go. Continue.
Well, it's not a joke, you know. We are not in a club now.
Okay, but if we are not
in a club. Be serious about it.
I'm serious about it.
You're being very serious. I can see you're serious, all right.
You just made me laugh. I apologize.
It's all right. How much is your jewelry worth?
It's all right, huh? It's all right. He's just, you know, being nice to her now. By the way, she's combing through her hair with her hand here. And this is, you know, this is kind of a nervous thing for someone to do. And obviously, you know, she's kind of realizing that, you know, maybe this is a pretty serious situation. But she still doesn't know how to handle it. She's never been through anything like this. She's 18 years old. I mean, she just got picked up for some Xanax. So let's continue. Oh, yeah. How much? Where is your jewelry? Give us your jewelry.
It's worth a lot of money.
Like what?
Like Rick Ross.
Huh?
What did she say?
She said, like, Rick Ross. I don't know who Rick Ross is.
She didn't say Rick Roll?
No. That would have been really funny.
I would love that.
It's some kind of generational thing, Nemi. I'm sure if there was an 18-year-old who was
younger,
in the studio, we might know the answer.
Well, we'll just go ahead and search that.
There you go.
It's worth money.
Have you had any kind of drugs in the last 24 hours?
Actually, no.
Actually, no.
Judge, I'll make it easy for the court, respectfully. I'll accept the appointment at this time.
No, we're going to appoint you because you own a lot of substantial amounts of jewelry. You can go and sell your jewelry. Jewelry for a private attorney. What is the standard bond? It's going to be no PTS. Okay.
So he's denying her, because she answered his question. This is really, you know, interesting stuff here, because normally you don't get to see this.
Right.
You know, unless you go to an arraignment. What's unique about this story is you actually get to see the full arraignment of what happens with this girl. He's basically shaking her down for cash and saying, okay, what kind of jewelry do you have? You got a lot of jewelry? It's worth a lot of money.
Got, honey?
To clarify, we've been informed that Rick Ross is a rich rapper that likes to wear lots of bling.
There you go. So she's like Rick Ross.
Right.
She's got a lot of jewelry. She says it's worth a lot of money. So he basically says, well, look, honey, looks
since
like you
got the money.
You can hire your own attorney. We don't have to provide you with one. So,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Oops.
Because that's going to work out.
$5,000 on count one, and then the rest would be ROR.
Released on recognizance. ROR is. And the judge is making notes. He's going to accept their recommendation.
Yeah. This is also requesting a referral to Division 51.
And he's going to hit her with the $5,000.
Count one would be $5,000 for our cost found. Count two would be ROR.
So she thinks that's about it. You know, $5,000 released on recognizance for the rest. If you can come up with the cash, and then we're about to get to the where things heat up a little bit here in this story. 855-453 more on the way. You can tell your story as well. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just giving me names.
Really?
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now. 800-371-4047. 800-371-4047.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the
the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial on in toll-free to 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for you. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. Get connected there, and that will allow you access to our live streams as well as the podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
The phone lines are brought to you by Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can help you out. So all you have to do is go to freetalklive.com. Check out the banner that we have there, the banners that we have on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI is the top one on the right-hand side. They've been with us for a very long time because Jason Osborne believes in the ideas of liberty and believes that Free Talk Live is the single best method of outreach for those ideas. It's SACL CAI.
I like the way he thinks. Appreciate that. He's been with us for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So 855-450-FREE, teenage girl, 18 years old, appears before Jorge Rodriguez Chomat in Miami after being arrested on a Xanax charge.
That's right.
You brought the story in here, Nemi, and the one I've got's pretty basic. I don't know if yours goes into any more detail.
I can tell you in a minute when my screen
comes back
up. Computer's
having problems.
Yeah.
But we've been playing the audio from this young lady's arraignment, and she, you know, clearly hasn't been in a courtroom before. And the first time I was in a courtroom, I learned some hard lessons, too.
Yeah.
Well, not the first time, but the second time when they actually got me back for what I did the first time I was in court. And this lady is about to learn some hard lessons as well. Throughout the 2 minutes that we've been playing this video so far, she has been giddy almost. Mm-hmm. You know, she's been clasping her hands in front of her face and smiling and playing with her hair and being just, you know, generally very friendly, even a little flirtatious, perhaps with the judge as he, you know, prepares to give her a beat down here.
Yeah, and it ain't going well.
And so he has at this point, let me jump the audio back just a little bit here. He has basically asked her if she has any money, and if she doesn't have money, does she have jewelry? Because, well, she's a teenage girl, she must have jewelry, and she...
Money, jewelry, car.
Yeah, and he asks her that, and she admits she does have jewelry, so he asks her if it's valuable, does she have a lot of jewelry? Yes, it is, she's Rick Ross, which is apparently some fancy rapper who has a lot of jewelry. And so the judge takes this to mean that she could easily pawn a bunch of that jewelry and hire her own private attorney, so therefore he is not going to allow her to have a state-provided attorney, because he has determined that this young lady
yep.
can afford her own
by
attorney.
What she says.
Right. And this lady doesn't seem to really be able to have much experience at all, in at least in the courtroom.
She's not grasping how she's screwing herself.
Yeah, so, wow. Anyway, it gets worse.
The state is also requesting a referral to Division 51.
I don't know what Division 51 is.
Round one would be $5,000 for all the costs found.
She got caught with some Xanax.
Round two would be ROR.
$5,000.
This is requesting ROR on count 2 through 26.
ROR, release on recognizance.
Referred to Division 51.
And I don't know what the multiple counts were, but I do know she's facing Xanax.
It sounded to me like she was charged earlier in the clip. It sounded like she was charged for individually for each pill, where she should have had one charge for all the pills.
That could very well be the case. And here he goes with his bye-bye. Puts some papers down, and he says, looks over to her.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Now, I think you're absolutely right, Mark. I mean, you look at the way he treated her. Bye-bye. That's kind of a very friendly-sounding thing. It's certainly not a, all right, you're done here.
Right.
You know? And she looks, kind of moves into the camera and smiles and says, adios, and turns around and saunters off.
What is she supposed to do? I mean,
I guess quietly sulk
away.
What's
her last name, by the way?
Soto.
Soto, so I can't tell whether or not she's of Hispanic origin.
She looks Hispanic.
But he certainly is.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, what's the problem with saying adios?
It's the standard way you
say
goodbye.
May God be with you.
Right, it's the standard way you say goodbye in Spanish.
It just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
So he does a double take here, basically, and is just absolutely shocked that she would say that to him, and he beckons her back. Even laughs.
Come back, ma'am. Come back. Come back.
And she comes back. She's having a fine time. She's smiling. Mm-hmm. She walks right back up to the camera. It's no problem. She's got her hands up to her face. She's kind of covering up her smile. And that laugh is very sinister of him.
Yeah.
Because he knows what he's going to do to her. He doesn't just this judge is a professional. He does this all day long. He's there every day of the week doing arraignments like this.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealt with people like her before. He knows what he's doing. She doesn't know what he's doing. And so he's getting some kind of pleasure out of what he's about to do to her.
There's a payoff.
He's not just deciding after he laughs what he's going to do to her. He knew what he was going to do when he called her back over. Here we go. Grab some papers. Brings them back.
Count one would be $10,000.
Boom.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.
And then he makes fun of her and tells her adios that time.
Right.
And the response on her face is true shock. She is blown away by this. She doesn't know what to think. Her mouth is gaping open at this. And she really doesn't know what to say. So then she walks away, and that's when she flips in the bird. Over her shoulder.
Come back again.
She says something.
Come back again.
Hang on. Jump it back here. Turns around, walks away, says something, F you.
Come back again. Come back again.
You can hear the courtroom is responding to it.
I believe I heard you saying to...
Yes, I did. I'm not going to do
it. I believe you...
Now her attitude has changed.
Yeah.
She, this time when she comes back, like the last time when she came back, she was happy, she was smiling, she didn't know what he was calling her back for. This time, she's upset. She's got her arms crossed, her, her demeanor has changed, she's kind of moving her head back and forth, and she's pretty upset about this. So, here we go.
Did you say that? Yes, sir.
Oh, you did say that?
I
find you in direct criminal contempt. 30 days in the county jail.
That's that.
You don't see a reaction to that.
No, they cut the video there.
I
30 days contempt. $10,000 bond. How's that young lady going to get out of that jail cell?
She's not.
He doesn't want her out. I mean, I think this guy just abused his power. That's all I can see here is, you know, he was cavalier with her. how much money do you have? And, you know, he's shaking her down when he says bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye-bye. to her. She says adios and, you know, wanders off. And he's like, I just don't like the way you said adios.
Yep.
So I'm going to double your fine. And I mean, that's a lot of money. $5,000 is a lot of money. He knows what he's doing to
her.
That's
right.
And so he doubles her fine and she's mad. Why wouldn't she be mad?
Right.
You know, if you got treated like this by in any other place in the world, flipping this guy off would not be an inappropriate thing to do.
You're totally justified in being upset at this arbitrary application of so-called justice. I mean, nothing could be more arbitrary than this. I've had this happen to me in court where I made a statement. In fact, I think Nick Ryder from Puke and the Gang, just for whatever reason, brought up this old quote of mine earlier today, and I'll see if I can pull it up. But I've seen this exact level of arbitrariness happen in court before, and let's see, the quote was something about how I don't want to pay money to a criminal gang or a criminal enterprise or
right.
something like that, and
that
the judge
like
the judge doubled the fine right there on the spot,
right? Didn't like being called a criminal enterprise,
right? So this is not an uncommon thing. I mean, you say he abused his power, but this is not uncommon.
I'm not sure whether I think that this lady was doing anything unusual at all. I think that she may have been just being the way she was.
Yeah, she seemed like a friendly young lady.
Maybe she's just being flippant the whole time. That's how it looks from the outside, but I don't know what's going on in this lady's head. I just don't know.
Maybe she was twirling her hair and batting her eyelashes, hoping for a reduced sentence.
Could have been. Or maybe that same sort of system of reacting has worked very well for her in her life.
Fair.
And so she just developed it as a way of being.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I find that believable.
It's possible.
Yeah.
She's an attractive woman.
She's very pretty.
You had asked about Division 51.
Yeah, in Miami.
Division 51, ROR Division 51 is generally assigned to secondary counts. And it's when the it's suspended.
Okay.
ROR, released on recognizance. And that's, I don't really find that much more about it here. Just a general question.
So now she's going to be in jail for 30 days on a contempt charge.
Yep.
At some point, she's going to have to go to trial with the private attorney that she's not going to be able to get, because even if she did pawn all her jewelry, because she's not on the outside to pawn her jewelry, so who's going to do that for her? How's that going to pan out? I wish her the best. 855-450 free. You take control. You can tell your story. Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.